The following is a class given by His Holiness Jayapataka Swami on July 1st, 1992 in Sridham, Mayapur. The class begins with a reading from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Maja Leela, Chapter 12.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, first of all, called for Kashi Mitra, then for the superintendent of the temple, then for Sarvabhauma Bhatta Acharya. When these three people came before the Lord, He begged them to watch the temple known as Gurnicha. Gurnicha tohe amisa sevak tumar je tumar ichha se kartavya amar. Upon hearing the Lord's request for them to watch the Gurnicha temple, the Paricha, the superintendent of the temple, said, "My dear sir, we are all your servants. Whatever you desire is our duty to perform."
Visheshe raja kya hoyache amare, prabhu rajya jai jai sindhu parivare.
The king gave a special order for me to do without delay whatever your lordship orders.
Tumar jokho sevana hi mandir majana.
My dear Lord, washing the temple is not service befitting you. Nonetheless, if you wish to do so, it is to be accepted as one of your pastimes. To wash the temple, you need many water pots and brooms. Therefore, order me, I can immediately bring all these things to you.
Nutunaka sata gata sata sangamajani parichani adilo prabhu iccha jani arjana prabhati vaya anjagan sri haste savarangi levila chandan.
So, Sunil, the superintendent, understood the desire of the Lord. He brought hundreds of new pots and brooms. And the next day, early in the morning, the Lord took His personal associates with Him, and with His own hands He smeared sandalwood pulp on their bodies.
Sri haste dilo savare agak marjani savagana laya prabhur chalila apani.
He then gave each devotee a broom with His own hand, and taking all of them personally with Him, the Lord went to Gurnicha.
Gundicha mandire gela kurite marjana padme marjani loya kurila sodana.
In this way the Lord and His associates went to cleanse the Gundicha temple. At first they cleansed the temple with the brooms.
Bitar mandira upara sakala majilo singhasana maji kuna sthapana kurilo.
The Lord cleansed everything inside the temple very nicely, including the ceiling. He then took up the sitting place, Singhasana, cleansed it and again put it in its original place.
Chotabolo mandira kairo marjanantodan, pache kaiche soti losi jagamohan.
Thus the Lord and His companions cleansed and swept all the temple's buildings, big and small, and finally cleansed the area between the temple and the meeting place.
Charitike sato bhakta sakamajani kore apani sodhena prabhu sikana sovare.
Indeed, hundreds of devotees were engaged in cleansing all around the temple, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was firstly carrying out the operation just to instruct others.
Premurashe sodhane Premurashe Sodhena Loyana Krishna Bhakta Gana Krishna Kohe Kore Nijoka.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu washed and cleansed the temple in great jubilation. chanting the holy name of Lord Krishna all the time. Similarly, all the devotees were also chanting and at the same time performing their respective duties.
Dhuleto saratano digite sovana taha taha sujale kore sammarjana.
The entire beautiful body of the Lord was covered with dust and dirt. In this way it became transcendentally beautiful. At many times when cleansing the Lord, the temple, the Lord shed tears. And in some places he even cleansed with those tears.
Bhoga mandira sodana kori sodhiro praman sakala bhasha kame kodilo sodan.
After this, the place where the deity's food was kept, Bhoga mandir, was cleansed. Then the guard yard was cleansed, and then all the residential quarters, one after the other.
Kinaduli, Chinkura, Sabakatra, Kuriya, Bhagirvashe, Loya, Tilai, Bahira, Kuriya.
After Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu collected all the straw, dust, and grains of sand in one place, he gathered it all in his cloth and threw it outside.
E mato bhaktagana kori nijo vashe kinaduli bani re filai param harise.
Following the example of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the devotees in great jubilation began to gather straws and dust with their own clothes and throw them outside the temple.
Prabhu kore ke koko kori acho samavajana.
The Lord then told the devotees, I can tell how much you have labored and how well you have cleansed the temple simply by seeing all the straw and dust you have collected outside.
Savar jatana bhojagatra kodilo savavaiti prabhu bhoja odhika hoilo.
Even though all the devotees collected dirt in one pile, the dirt collected by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was much greater. All the devotees, Lord Chaitanya said, let's have a competition. Who can throw out the most dirt? I mean, they said, we'll see who's doing more. So everybody was trying their hardest to lift out and cleanse the temple faster. But not only was Lord Chaitanya more than all the others, but even all the other hundreds of devotees combined together was still less than Lord Chaitanya. You can just understand with how much love Lord Chaitanya was cleansing the temple of Gundicha for Lord
Krishna.
After the inside of the temple was cleansed, the Lord again allotted areas for devotees to clean. The Lord then ordered everyone to cleanse the inside of the temple very perfectly by taking finer dust, straws, and grains of sand and throwing them outside. After Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all the Vaishnavas cleansed the temple for the second time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very happy to see the cleansing work.
Aro sato jana sato gate jala bhari patamehi loya ache kala peka kori.
While the temple was being swept, about 100 men stood ready with filled water pots, and they simply awaited the Lord's order to throw them.
Jalano boli jove mahaprabhu kohi lo sabe sato gata ane prabhu agi dilo.
As soon as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called for water, all the men immediately brought the 100 water pots, which were completely filled, and delivered them before the Lord.
Pratame kodila prabhu mandira prakhalan purtha artho vichhi viro madhra singhasan.
In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first washed the main temple and then thoroughly washed the ceiling, the walls, the floor, the sitting place, and everything else within the room. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees began to throw water onto the ceiling. When this water fell, it washed the walls and the floor. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to wash the sitting place of Lord Jagannath in his own hands. And all the devotees began to bring water to the Lord. All the devotees within the temple began to wash. Each one had a broom in his hand, and this way they cleansed the temple of the Lord. Keho jalani deho mahaprabhu kore, keho jala deya tara charanu pore, keho lukaya kore, jai jalpan, keho magi loya, keho anne kore daan. Someone brought water to pour into the hands of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and someone poured water on his lotus feet. The water that fell from the lotus feet of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was drunk by someone who hid himself. Someone else begged for that water, and another person was giving that water in charity. Gora dui pranamikai jala chari dilo jai jal pranvan sei jale pranvan sabapuriya dilo. After the water, the room was washed, the water was let out through an outlet and it then flowed and filled the yard outside. Nijabhasti kailo prabhu viha samvajana mahaprabhu nijabhasti majilo shinghasa. The Lord mopped the rooms with his own clothes and he polished the throne with them also. Sadra gata jale kailo mandira majana mandira sodhya kailo jana nijabhana. In this way, all the rooms were cleansed with 100 water pots. After the rooms had been cleansed, the minds of the devotees were as clean as the rooms. Nirmala sitala snigdha parilo mandire apan hidaya jana dhurilo badire. When the temple was cleansed, it was purified, cool and pleasing, just as if the Lord's own pure mind had appeared. So many hundreds of devotees are bringing water, including Nitai, Advaita, Sarup Dharmadhar, Dhammananda Bharati, Dhammananda Puri, all the big sannyasis. Everyone was engaged in filling the water pots and bringing them there. Sometimes the water pots were breaking as the people were bumping them together because they're made of clay. And while jalo kore ghora dova kore hari dhani Krishna hari dhani vinaro nahi suni. Sometimes some people were filling the pots and others were washing the rooms. But everyone was chanting the holy name of Krishna! Krishna!
Krishna!
Krishna!
Hari!
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 You couldn't hear anything else. Krishna Krishna kohi kore gatya pratan. Krishna Krishna kohi kore gatya samarpan. One person begged for a water pot by chanting the holy names. Krishna!
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 And another delivered a pot while chanting. Krishna!
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 Jai Jai Kohe Sai Kohe Krishna Name Krishna Namo Helo Sankhet Shabokame. Whenever anyone had to speak, he did so by uttering the holy name of Krishna.
Krishna.
Consequently, the holy name of Krishna,
Krishna
became an indication for everyone who wanted something. Premavase Prabhu Kehe Kohe Krishna Krishna Name Ekale Premadeshe Kore Sata Janeka. As Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was vibrating the holy name of Krishna,
Krishna
in ecstatic love, he himself was performing the work of hundreds of men. Sata Mashte Kore Jano Kale Namajan Prati Jana Pase Jare Korana Shikam. It appeared as though Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were cleansing and washing with 100 hands. He approached everyone just to teach them how to work. Bhalo karma dekhi tare kore prasansan, mone na milile kore pavitra varsan. When he saw someone doing nicely, the Lord praised him.
But if he saw that someone was not working to his satisfaction, he immediately chastised that person, not bearing him any grudge. Tumi bhalo kori acho sita ho mere ei moto bhalo karmo sevo jeno kore. The Lord would say, you have done well. Please teach this to others so that they may act in the same way. Ei kotha suniya sobe sankuchita hoya bhalo mote karmo kore sobe bona diya. As soon as they heard Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu say this, everyone became ashamed. Thus they began to work with great attention. Tabe prapalana koilo sija gamoham bhoga mandira adi tabe koilo prapalam. They watched the Jagamohan area, then the place where food was kept. All other places were also watched. The Lord Chaitanya, he would give praise to those who were doing good and then tell them that they should teach others how to do that also in the same way. And if someone wasn't doing well, then he would tell them, oh, you're not doing so well. But he wouldn't hold any grudge, wouldn't hold any hatred or anger against him. So pavitra vacha is the word used, a purified criticism. Sometimes devotees, they criticize, and then they hold it in their heart, they get frustrated. Just see, all the devotees, they're not up to the standard. Why am I a devotee? Why am I here? I should do bhajan in some private way. You know, they get it like, they use it as some kind of an attitude to be very critical in a not pure way. And then they use it to fall in maya or to do some nirjana bhajan or something. But here we see Lord Chaitanya, this is practical. He was just being very practical. Someone was doing good, he encouraged, oh, you're doing very good, teach others. And if someone wasn't doing good, he was very practical also, oh, you could do much better. You're not doing as good as he is. So we can learn from Lord Chaitanya how to praise and how to criticize. Praise is not meant to get someone puffed up, but to give one encouragement to continue in the same way and then to teach others. It's a responsibility. One time Prabhupada wanted to give special recognition to devotees who were expert in a particular service so they could teach others to do it the same way. So this way the whole temple, the yard, the kitchen, all the rooms had been washed. Then there was a very special pastime. One devotee came in just in front of Lord Chaitanya. He poured water on his feet and he took the water and drank it. Right in front of Lord Chaitanya. Everyone else had been doing it in a hidden way. So then, although the Lord was satisfied with his simple devotion, he wanted to establish etiquette of Vaishnava principle. So he called Sri Dhamada. Shikalagi sarupe daki kuhilo tahare e degotuma gauriyar yavohare. The Lord then called to Sri Dhamada and told him, just see the behavior of your Bengali Vaishnava. This person from Bengal has washed my feet within the temple of the personality of Godhead. Not only that, but he has drunk the water himself. I now do not know what my destination is because of this offense. Indeed, your Bengali Vaishnava has greatly implicated me. So Prabhupada explains that Sarup Damodar is actually the head of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Prabhupada said that inside the temple, we don't bow down to the spiritual master's touch his feet. Because Lord Sri Damodar was in the temple, in the deity room, cleaning it, and he washes the feet and drank the water in the deity room. Therefore, this was objected to by Lord Chaitanya. So at this point, Sri Damodar grabbed that Bengali Vaishnava by the neck and took him and threw him out of the temple.
made him stay outside. Then he begged Sudama begged Lord Chaitanya to forgive him. So then, Apuni Bosiya Maje Apunahate Srimam Kantur Kuta Lagila Kuraite Kekoto Kurai Sava Akatra Koribo Karalpo Karakai Pita Panaloibo. The Lord then personally sat down in the middle of all the devotees and picked up all kinds of straw, grains of sand, and dirty things. While Lord Chaitanya was picking up the straws and grains of sand, he said, I shall gather everyone's collections, and I shall ask whoever has collected less than the others to pay a fine of sweet cakes and sweet rice. So here was the fine system. Those who did less collection, they gave special service to those who did more collection. They gave the nice pitas and panas, cakes, to the better collectors in the Gundicha temple. So this way everything was cleansed, spotless, cool. So in text 135, where it explains that even the outside of the temple automatically became cleansed. Prabhupada quotes a special purport by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. In commenting on the cleansing of the Gundicha temple, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was personally giving instructions on how one should receive Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, within one's cleansed and pacified heart. If one wants to see Krishna seated in his heart, he must first cleanse the heart, as described by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his Shikshastaka, Cheto Dharapana Marjanam. In this age, everyone's heart is unclean, as confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam, Vidyantasto Yavadrani. To wash all dirty things accumulated within the heart, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised everyone to chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. The first result will be that the heart is cleansed, Cheto Dharapana Arjanam. Similarly, Srimad Bhagavatam 1.2.17 also confirms this statement. Shinvatam swagata krishna punya savana kirtana hridyantasto yavadrani vidunati suhit sadam. Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, who is the Paramatma super soul in everyone's heart and the benefactor of the truthful devotee, cleanses desire for material enjoyment from the heart of the devotee who relishes his messages, which are in themselves virtuous when properly heard and chanted. If the devotee at all wants to cleanse the heart, he must hear and chant the glories of the Lord, Sri Krishna, Simratam Swapapa Krishna. This is a simple process. Krishna himself will help cleanse the heart because he is already seated there. Krishna wants to continue living within the heart, and the Lord wants to give directions, but one has to keep his heart as clean as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu kept the Gundicha temple. The devotee therefore has to cleanse his heart just as the Lord cleansed the Gundicha temple. In this way one can be pacified and enriched in devotional service. So here, the purport goes on. Just to break for a moment. We have to all approach Krishna consciousness in a humble way. That being in the Kali Yuga, we all have a certain degree of abhadrani, srit. We have got in our heart a certain amount of contamination. Those contaminations are going to be described by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur in comparison with Lord Chaitanya's cleansing of the temple. Someone may have very deep contaminations, or someone may have more normal contaminations. ordinary, medium size, or someone may have very subtle contamination. Everyone has got contamination in the heart, because that's the nature of Kali Yuga. So the cleansing of the big stones and leaves and all these bigger things in the temple, these are the bigger contaminations. Kama, Krodha, Lobha, Madha, Sarja, Moha. Not being properly engaged in Krishna service. Having a desire for illicit sex, gambling, intoxication, or for meat eating, fish, egg, onion, garlic. These things are more contaminating. They're like the big stones. But someone may also have more subtle desires. It may seem like they're more innocent. They're trying to get just to do the karma kanda, jnana kanda. They want liberation, or they want material sense gratification according to religious principles. But these are also not pure devotion. So these are like dust and sand and other things. And someone may have already given up all these desires, but they have subtle desire for fame, distinction, love, puja, pratishtha, position. So these are like a small, fine dust that in the cracks, even though it looks clean, but in the crack there's still dirt. So Lord Chaitanya, He cleansed everything so that even scraping out the cracks between the stones, no dust was allowed, no dirt, no contamination. The Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur here in his purport, he explains all this type of material attachments has to be cleansed from the heart if we want to have pure love of Krishna. Prabhupada also explains the modernized material benefits are like the dust of material contamination. When this dust is agitated by the whirlwind of fruitive activity, it overcomes the heart. Thus the mirror of the heart is covered with dust. There are many desires to perform auspicious and inauspicious activities. The people do not know how life after life they are keeping their hearts unclean. One who cannot give up the desire for fruitive activity is understood to be covered by the dust of material contamination. Karmis generally think that the interaction of fruitive activities can be counteracted by another karma or fruitive activity. But this is certainly a mistaken conception. If one is deluded by such a conception, he is cheated by his own activity. Such activities have been compared to an elephant's bathing. An elephant may bathe very thoroughly, but as soon as it comes out of the river, it immediately takes some sand from the land and throws it all over its body. So if one suffers due to his past spiritual activities, he cannot counteract the suffering by performing auspicious activities. The sufferings of human society cannot be counteracted by material plans. The only way suffering can be mitigated is by Krishna consciousness. When one takes the Krishna consciousness and engages himself in the devotional service of the Lord, beginning with chanting and hearing the glories of the Lord, the cleansing of the heart begins. This is a very important point. Just by doing good works, nobody can be freed from suffering. Good works will give good sense gratification in the future, but will not counteract the suffering. And the sense gratification in the future will still keep one bound to the material world. If we want to get free from suffering, then we have to give up the cause of suffering, which is fruitive work. We have to take up the positive service of Krishna. Serving Krishna by hearing and chanting and performing the other seven processes of devotional service is a practical way for us to get pure devotional service. So karma, kanda, jnana kanda,
wanting to become one with God, these are also not good. Then Bhakti Siddhanta explains, even if someone is free from these other things, kutinati, fault finding, is another obstacle. Pratishtha, desire for name, fame and high position. Jiva Hinsa, envy of other living entities. Nishita Achar, accepting things forbidden in the Shastra. Kama, desire for material gain. Puja, hankering for popularity. He explains that kutinati also means duplicity. One may attempt to imitate great devotees, like Haridas Thakur. Jiva Hinsa also means to stop preaching, because preaching is the only way to save the world, save the other people from suffering. So we know that we can save them from suffering, and instead we just try to get liberation for ourselves, and we don't help others. That means really we're being harmed, we're doing violence on the others. So we should remember how many times Lord Chaitanya cleansed, once, twice, three times, again and again. And so by this practical activity, Lord Chaitanya taught us how we should cleanse our heart. Once the heart is cleansed, then what should we do? What is the reason we want to clean the heart? Who can say? Why do we want to clean the heart? Anyone can say? Pardon? Who do we want to clean in the heart? We clean the heart to receive who? Krishna! Krishna!
Krishna!
We want to make Krishna in the heart. So we don't want to invite Krishna in a dirty heart. So we cleanse the heart so Krishna will come and stay there. So we bring Krishna in the heart, we eat Krishna prasadam, and we chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Also Prabhupada says that those who are engaged as acharyas must learn from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu how to train devotees by personal example. So Lord Chaitanya taught by personal example. Anyone wants to be a leader, they have to teach by personal example. So this is the secret, how to cleanse the heart and how to bring in Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki, Jagat Mahadev Subhadra ki, Udita Mahadana Mahutsava ki, Udita Yogi Mahadana ki. Any questions? Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur told also one story. Told a story about one carpenter who wanted to go to the Sundarbun. You know, there's a Sundarbun jungle in the south of Bengal. He wanted to go there to get wood to make some furniture. So there he can get the wood free just by going in the jungle and cutting it. So he was going to cut the wood, and some older carpenter told him that you should be very careful. Sundarbun has got many ferocious animals, like tiger, hawk. They be very careful going into the jungle. Take some weapon with you. But that young carpenter thought, what do these old guys know? What do they know? What do I need to carry a weapon in the Sundarbun jungle for? I'm a carpenter. Anytime I need a weapon, I can just chop off one branch from the tree, and I'll take one big branch, and I'll swing around the head, and the tigers, they'll become frightened and run away. Who'll stand before me? I'll just cut down a big branch. What do I need a weapon for? Anytime I can cut a branch, the jungle is filled with branches. He didn't think that when a tiger is jumping on you, he doesn't give you a lot of time to cut down the branch. He thought the old guys, they don't know anything. I'm more intelligent. So he went into the forest, and just that happened, one little tiger, only 8 feet long, not one of the big 12 feet, 15 feet long tiger. Just say 8 foot mini tiger. It's a small 400 kilo tiger, not one of the big 800 kilo. He jumped on him as the tiger was running up. He quickly jumped. Fist. The tiger jumped and sucked up all his blood. Oh, he enjoyed the blood of that carpenter. He loved that human blood. And it was finished. Then one great devotee came to that village and he was chanting Hare Krishna. And he went into the forest, the Sundarbha, and nobody had time to warn him, don't go there, there's tigers, there's this bears, so many dangerous animals. So all the villagers, some senior villagers went with weapons and followed this devotee to protect him from the tigers. But he saw that the devotee was going in the jungle, and he saw some tiger, and he said, Harivo! 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 Chant Hare Krishna. And the tiger started to chant, Harivo! Harivo! And the devotee, as he's chanting, the tigers, the bears, the deers, they're all chanting and dancing. And these karma companies, these guys that are in these villagers with their weapons, they are looking and seeing what's happened. The tigers are all changed in heart. They all become ecstatic and dancing and rolling in the ground. So Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur uses this example that the first carpenter who thought he'll protect himself by his own effort, he's like the yogis. They think they'll protect themselves by pranayama, by mystic power, but when the calm, cold lobe attacks them, they're not able to purify themselves so quickly, they get taken over. Similarly, these villagers who followed the devotee, they were like karma companies. They tried to protect themselves by doing good works, just like their weapons. But still they're always living in fear. But the devotee was fearless, and everywhere he went, he was chanting Hare Krishna, and he won over the animals, these ferocious animals, and made them all in loving devotion to Krishna. So similarly, the devotee, he is not afraid of the vices, kama, krodha, lobha, because he uses them in Krishna's service. He purifies them. He uses kama. Instead of some desire for himself, he desires, let there be a nice temple for Krishna. Let there be many books printed for Krishna. He wants so many things but for Krishna. So for him, lust and greed, they are all offered to Krishna. He doesn't want anything for himself. Like this, anger, he only becomes angry when someone is trying to destroy Krishna's interests. He doesn't become angry for himself. So all the ripus, kam, krodha, lobha, mad, moha, illusion, he's always ecstatic in Krishna's devotion. So his illusion is an ecstasy of love of Krishna. He's not interested in the illusion of the material world. He's intoxicated in love of Krishna. He doesn't care for the intoxication of the material world of wine and ganja and all these things. So like this, the devotee is far away from envy because he wants to give the mercy to everyone. So why should he be envious of anyone? There's no envy that can go in his heart. Ripus are like all the wild animals in the jungle, and they won't come and attack the devotee, and rather the devotee controls them, engaging them in Krishna's service. So in the same way, we need to completely surrender to Krishna, engage everything in Krishna's service, and we are automatically being protected. But if we try to protect ourselves by arranging a nice, comfortable lifestyle, by lots of sense gratification, we just get more entangled. The tigers will come and eat us anyway. If we try to protect ourselves by mystic yoga, we won't be able to do it either. Because when that tiger will attack us very strongly, we won't be able to get that much purity to protect ourselves. We need to follow the system of Gundicha Marjana, completely cleanse the heart by hearing and chanting and depending in Krishna through devotional service. And this way we can be freed from the influence of all the obstacles of material life. We can conquer over these wild animals. Any questions? Comment, Ma, a few words of wisdom.
Hi.
The devotees say, Macharya you cannot conquer. Macharya you have to just completely avoid. The only way you can avoid it is to simply wish well on everyone. The pure devotee doesn't wish anyone's harm. Just like someone was telling me how some devotee in Calcutta didn't treat them nicely or didn't receive them well or doesn't arrange something nicely for them. So why should they go to Calcutta Rath Yatra? Because such devotee is in Calcutta connected with the temple. So better to go some other place or stay in Mayapur. Don't go to Calcutta because such devotee is like this or like that. But then we are not going to Calcutta for this or that devotee. We are going to serve Jagannath. Prabhupada wanted us to please Jagannath and go to Rath Yatra to make Calcutta Rath Yatra the world's largest. That's his birthplace and he was always a great devotee of Jagannath. So if we don't have this hatred or envy in our heart, if we just don't allow ourselves to be affected, we just keep our heart, we want to serve Krishna. If that person has got bad behavior or we don't like, so that's his misfortune. Why should we become affected by that? We have to simply go to serve Jagannath. So as far as envy or this thing goes, we just have to push it out of our heart.